Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only David Crosby. Thanks so much for making the time on this rainy day under this tent outside the White House, sir. Thanks so much.
Hi, man. How are you?
Good. So I walked up. You guys were playing some Silent Night. Why'd you guys pick that one? Is it for melodic reasons or for message reasons or a little of both?
It's what they told us to sing.
I didn't pick it.
You didn't have any choice?
No, I would have done maybe Good King Wenceslas went out on the Feast of Stephen. That one, I like that one better.
That's a great one. Why do you like that one so much? It's catchy.
It's a good melody.
Yeah.
It's a good melody.
I agree.
This one is what they asked us to sing, so we'll sing it. You know, we're cooperative guys.
Definitely. As a fellow Crosby, I think I heard you, I saw a clip, maybe YouTube, of you guys singing a Bing Crosby White Christmas Once Upon a Time.
No.
No?
No. No, we wouldn't do. We might have. We've sung just about everything one time or another. I don't remember that, but then there's a lot of stuff I don't remember, and I can't figure out why.
I don't know. As he says with a knowing look. Oh, that's hilarious. But it's true. I mean, you came from that era.
No, that's what they asked us to sing, and we're okay to sing it. You know, it's a nice song. It's pretty.
Definitely. Well, speaking of trying to remember stuff, let's go way back before you guys even formed this super group of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Talk to the other ones. Mr. Nash was talking about the Hollies. Mr. Stills was talking about Buffalo Springfield. And for you, it was the legendary The Byrds.
Mm-hmm.
We just had something happen on that you can't see in audio, and I'm glad that you didn't.
You can't see it.
It's hilarious. But yeah, talk about those songs. I mean, watching Easy Rider, and it all takes me back, and a message. Let's say, I don't know, let's pick one, like Turn, Turn, Turn.
I love that one.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Is that one of your favorites?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, Pete Seeger, who put that to music, it's actually, the verses are out of Ecclesiastes in the Bible.
Oh, wow.
And Pete Seeger's the one who put it to music and made it into a song, and I always really liked it. I thought it was really a good sentiment and very well done. You know, and we loved Pete, so it's a great thing for us to do for him too.
Is there a line in that song you think that most accurately speaks to today? Is it a time to cast away stones? Is it a time to be born to die? I mean, what do you think it is?
A time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
Yeah. Why do you think it speaks so well to today?
Well, because we don't have peace, as usual, and we would like to.
And it's the holiday season, you know, singing, performing like this, by the White House, National Tree, kind of, you know, Goodwill Towards Men time of year, a good time to spread that message?
You bet. We need peace. We need to not be sending our kids off to war. And if we can celebrate that at Christmas, that would be a good thing.
Awesome. Well, I know you're busy, so I want to, you know, let you make the rounds, but I just wanted to say a personal thank you. Grandfather passed away, about 10 years ago? But before he did, I always remember him in the car playing Teach Your Children Well. Why do you think the generational, you know, why do you think it keeps capturing it?
Well, because it's a really good song. It's Nash's song. It's a great song. Everybody loves it.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks, man.